like for you? Have you thought about that this is going to be your final game? And does that add motivation to go out, with a good game?
Yeah, I have thought about it, and I think it does. I always want to play my best, but given that it will be my last time, I want to make it a game worth remembering.
I feel the other seniors is probably the same thing, a lot of motivation there with the seniors. Huh?
I would guess, yeah.
How's the prep been for this explosive offense so far since you guys have been down here?
The prep for this explosive offense is going well. We know that they're a talented team. They've got talented athletes, and we're going to have to be at our best if we want a chance to win.
How do you game plan for a quarterback that you've seen like 2 minutes of tape on?
Boy, I don't know. I think you just maybe try to draw on things you've done in the past against quarterbacks that you might feel are similar. So we played some guys that we think might have a skill set similar to his. So you just kind of try to focus on maybe the things you did well in those games. But at the same time, you never know. Everybody's different. You know, every guy has his own unique set of skills. So we got to be ready for whoever we see on Wednesday. But we've had plenty of time to prep. I think at this point, it's just going to come down to fundamentals. Lane integrity, make sure you're not running up the field, things of that nature.
Who's he remind you of? You said you've seen guys like him before. Like him.
Boy, I don't know, because I haven't seen a ton of film on the guy, but I did watch his high school highlights. No, I was a little desperate. But he just reminds me a little of Braxton Miller, maybe, in that we know he's got a big arm. How accurate he is, we don't know. So we're just going to assume that he's deadly accurate. And then obviously he's mobile with his feet. So there's that. And, we played other guys like that. Jordan Lynch is another prominent quarterback. Keen Coulter, some of those guys. Even Devin Gardner, when he's playing well. So we've got a little bit of experience. But, again, this guy's going to be his own player. So we need to prepare for what he brings. And we just don't necessarily know what that is at this time.
What do the linebackers do to help with coverage against the wide receivers that this team has?
On any given play, it's different. But some plays, linebackers are matched up on receivers, and we might be covering one of their two more renowned guys. But we know they got good players everywhere. I think both their tight ends are pretty good. So it just really depends on what the call is going to be in terms of what's asked of us, and that's really about all I can say, I think.
You grew up in the shadow of Kinnick Stadium. I mean, you've seen Hawkeye football your whole life. How good is this linebacking core compared to the guys you saw growing up? You saw Greenway and Hodge and those guys.
Boy, I don't know. I think just because you being young, you maybe idolize people more. You might have an inflated sense of what they were. In other words, when you put someone up on a pedestal, in your mind, you can in that way never sort of be what they were. You can only really strive to be. So I'm a bad person to ask that question because when they were playing, I was really young. I didn't know a whole lot about football. I know that we feel like we're a pretty good group, and we're just trying to be the best group we can be. We're not trying to be better than them. We're not trying to be better than future linebacking corps to come. We're just trying to be the best we can be.
What have you enjoyed the most about playing alongside Christian Anthony?
I think just getting to know them as guys. Football's fun, but maybe what is what's special about it is with all the time we spend together, we're able to sort of become closer and, become good friends. And I think that we've done that over the years. And, I've enjoyed this season and every season up till this year. But that's probably been the most enjoyable part for me is just getting to know those guys, not necessarily the football aspect of it.
What's it been like for you with your dad around you the whole time during this program and your run at Iowa?
It's been awesome. You get to see my dad every day, good days and bad days. And it's nice just having that person there for you that, you need to come talk to somebody. And a lot of people don't have that. They got to call their parents or they might not have that type of relationship with their parents. So my dad and I are pretty close. And he's been a great help for me over the last 4 years and then every year before that.
Can you talk about the film sessions that you guys clicked into during the off season? I'm not sure when they started, December-wise. Sounds like that the seniors were a driving force in that. It sounds like you guys really put them to use this year.
Yeah, I think we started, I don't know how much we did after spring ball, but it wasn't in December. It was sort of after spring ball, started infrequently, and then they were pretty frequent a couple times a week in the summer. And that was just something that the older guys did. And, we felt, and the coaches felt, that we had a young team and a lot of guys that were young needed to contribute, and we needed to raise the football IQ of the team. And we felt like if everybody understood the defense better, they could play faster or play better, and that would lead to more wins. So that was an area of emphasis, for us. and I think it's paying dividends.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a bit of a part. You guys kind of restarted something that kind of fizzled over the years. Is there something, I think Coach mentioned Derek Hagel's group and that Sean Constantine, that group doing that, and this kind of didn't went away, and you guys brought back.
Yeah, and, you know, I would almost say that my career has sort of taken place during a time period which has really been a philosophical transition in terms of offensive football in the U.S. and especially in college, in terms of what we've seen in the last 4 years has been a lot different than maybe what teams were seeing when Derek Pagel was playing or Duhaj or Chad Greenway. And that evolution has really, I think, accelerated in these last 4 years. So maybe some of the things we were doing didn't necessarily apply, or we thought we understood things, but we didn't really understand them as well as we should. So I think maybe that plays a little bit of a part in how we might have fallen behind in some respect. So we had catching up to do, but and we feel like we've done that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know all this stuff, you have all these facts, you still got to go out and do it.
Right.
And I don't want to discredit the work we've done on the field.
Right, right. Do you see that continuing? Sorry. Did you see next year's group?
Yeah, I think
seems like you guys really plugged.
Yeah, it's going to come down to the leadership that they have, but I think they're going to have good defensive leadership, you know, from guys like Johnny Loudermilk, Quentin Alston, Travis Perry, Louis Trinka-Passat, Carl Davis, Drew Ott, all guys that got a little bit of experience. You know, another guy who hasn't been able to play a whole lot this year, but has been on special teams is Jordan Lomax. Mm-hmm. There's another guy, Nico Law, this guy that got leadership potential. So just be interesting to see how those guys develop and, you know, if they're willing to continue that, but who knows.